on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Danger Zone, Rocket Hunter, here we go. Danger Zone, morning show, morning show.
You know, I was on yesterday. I think they've been playing it a lot lately. When's that new one coming out? It almost feels like they're trying to tease it for the new one.
Yeah, maybe they're waiting for everyone to get back into theaters. I don't know. But they need to do it soon because I want to effing see it. I want to see the shirtless volleyball scene. They better have something like that in there. It's the best part of the movie. What?
It's time with chicks, though. Chicks, though, would be
nice. No. Doing it all wrong, man. Doing it all wrong.
See, Tom Cruise got to take his shirt off in every movie.
Yes, he does. Every movie. It's fantastic. I digress. And get all hot and bothered.
It's like that buddy's party you go to that you show up and there's like three dudes with their shirts off.
Always.
Like, dude, it's 7 o'clock.
And they want to fight someone or when they drink, they got to take their shirts off.
Yeah. We used to go to the parties back in the day. Every single party, this kid would be shirt off, standing on the coffee table.
Yep.
You know, beer hand up in the air.
Yep.
Like, dude.
Get it together.
Just started.
Put your shirt back on, man. You're scaring all the chicks away. I digress. We got to keep removing. It's time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Go see them and breathe easy with AIR. Well, Dave Grohl thinks that if Kurt Cobain were still around, they'd still be playing music together. In his episode of Medicine at Midnight Radio for Apple Music, Grohl said, quote, "Ultimately, one of the greatest heartbreaks of my life is that Nirvana isn't still here today making music. Whether it would be called Nirvana or something else, it is one of my life's greatest heartbreaks that Kurt isn't still here to write more amazing songs because it's pretty clear that he was blessed with a gift." Grohl added, quote, "I think it's safe to say that he was the greatest songwriter of our generation. I'm very proud to say that I got to be his drummer and play those songs every night." Interesting take, because we can all speculate. And not taking anything away from Kurt Cobain and Nirvana, but you never know. When you almost end at the height of your popularity, it's always good. Maybe they would have written some real blech albums, you know?
You're so right on that. You always wonder because you do see celebrities and you do see musicians that, you know, kind of hit their peak back in the 80s and the 90s. And then now they're kind of like, you should have hung it up back then. You have the other ones that, you know, still smash it.
Yeah. So. Well, and let's put it, for example, everyone just praises the Beatles, but they fail to mention that they also wrote Yellow Submarine. You know what I mean? So it's like, you do have good, but you also got awful, horrible, garbage songs, you know?
You take the bad with the good. Right?
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm sure that we probably would have had more great albums, and who knows, maybe he would have got fed up with it a year after his would be death and they were done and they never play another song. Who knows? But I think it's safe to say that definitely one of the greatest of that generation, of the grunge generation. I mean, Nirvana single-handedly launched the grunge era that killed hair metal. I mean, just ended it. So there you go.
And would he still be playing grunge? What would the music sound like?
I mean,
what?
He could have done like Green Day and Billy Joe Armstrong and made a musical. Who knows? We'll see. But anyway, so there you go. That is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
And speaking of Billy Joe Armstrong, he was born on this day, 1972. No way. That's right. Guitarist and vocalist of Green Day was born in my mind, Dookie. One of the, I want, boy, when you look at like albums in the 90s, top five, it's unbelievable. You know,
so I think we talked about this before. He's like the only guy that can pull off at the age he is the way he dresses. You know, dude, if it wasn't for Green Day, people would be looking at you like, all right, man, you need to throw some New Balances on or something, dude. He's getting a little old.
Still wearing skinny jeans? Still? What are you doing, man?
Still has the mascara under his eyes, you know?
Yeah, he can do it, man. He can do it. But, yep, it's 1972. So what, is he 50 now?
Yeah.
72, 82, 82, 92, 2002, 2020. Yeah, he's 50.
Happy 72.
What? The guy who wrote Dookie is 50. Doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't make sense to me.
Craziness.
All right, there you go. That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back.